A long-awaited football championship gets underway in Iraq. The 25th edition of the Gulf Cup is being held in the southern city of Basra. The opening match will see the host nation go head-to-head with Oman. To attract football fans from across the region, authorities here have waived visa fees for fans.
It's been a challenge for us because we've been waiting for this championship to be held in our country for so long. There have been a lot of logistics and technical obstacles, but we've finally overcome them.
Iraq first hosted the Arabian Gulf Cup in 1979, which it won. But its invasion of Kuwait in 1990 under then-leader Saddam Hussein saw it being banned from taking part in international competitions.
This championship is significant for both Iraq and the Gulf countries. The government calls on all Iraqi fans to show the best of their ethics and generosity with our guests, as this event is very symbolic for all of us.
Two stadiums have been chosen for the matches. The city's main stadium can accommodate 65,000 spectators, while the Porto Olympic Stadium has a capacity of 30,000.
The tournament is expected to have a big impact on the city, besides revenue from live broadcasting of the matches, advertising and ticket sales. Many of Basra's roads and facilities have been upgraded ahead of the event, which will also highlight the city's tourist attractions.
Fans from Gulf countries are here to take part in the festivities.
We've come by car all the way from Oman to Basra to support our team. The tournament is reuniting all Gulf countries.
Iraqis take pride in their ability to host a large tournament like this. They say it can prove crucial for their suffering economy and renew ties with the Gulf countries and the wider Arab world.
We Basra residents are so proud of this event. It's the first in Iraq in my generation. We've been preparing for months to make it comfortable for our guests.
Basra has been affected by years of unrest and conflict. But if this tournament is a success, it can be a destination once again for more championships and Gulf investments. Mahmoud Abdul Wahid, Al Jazeera, in Basra City, southern Iraq.